بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, we are talking about the lessons from the seerah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم which we can and should bring into our lives in order to make our lives a means of blessing for us in this dunya wal akhirah. We spoke about the first of them, which is identity. Rasulullah ﷺ came to teach us our identity, that we are the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that we need to implement the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our lives and on the earth. The second one which we started yesterday was with regard to our dealings with people. And the principle there is that of justice, of adl. And as I mentioned to you yesterday, justice means to give everything its due. To give everything its due. I gave you the example yesterday of a table, and I said to you that justice is to use the table for the purpose for which a table is meant, meaning to eat food, to write, read, and so on and so on. A table is not meant for you to put your feet on it. A table is not meant for you to put your shoes on it. So even with an inanimate thing, there is an aspect of justice. An inanimate thing also has an aspect of justice. If your shoes are dirty and you need to polish your shoes, it is injustice for you to use your cap to polish your shoes. Even though you might argue and say, well, my cap needs a wash in any case, so I wipe my shoes and then I will wash my cap. No, even then it is not justice for the cap that it should be used to wipe your shoes. Use a hanky, use something else. Because that is the concept of justice in Islam, even with regard to inanimate things. What is the value of a shoe or a table or something? But there is a concept of justice even there. So therefore, think about the concept of justice with regard to human beings, with regard to our own dealings with each other. Justice means to give to each person what is due to them. Justice means to give to the parents what is due to them, which is to serve them. It is the job of the children to be good to their parents and to serve their parents. Today we have the, on the other hand, it is the job of the parents to do tarbiyat of the children, to teach the children boundaries, to teach the children what they should do and should not do, to teach them akhlaq, to teach them manners. This is justice towards the children. Now today we have the opposite. We have children who are trying to correct parents, and we have parents who leave children loose to such an extent that those children become a problem for themselves as well as other people. This is the result of injustice. Justice means to give everything its due. Justice means for the husband to give to the wife what is due to her, which is that he must take care of her, he must comfort her, he must take care of all her needs and provide for her. And justice is for the wife to do justice with her husband, to give him what is due to him, which is to fulfill his needs, to fulfill the needs of the household. And above all else, to do tarbiyah of the children, to take care of the children. Above all else, including the needs of the husband, what takes precedence is tarbiyat of the children. It is justice for brothers and sisters to give to each other what is due to them. Today we have a society where brothers routinely swallow the inheritance of the sisters. And the excuse, I am talking about our subcontinent society, and the excuse they give is, they say that our father celebrated your wedding and he spent money in the wedding, so therefore now nothing in the inheritance for you. Now this is compounding an evil, because first of all, to spend money on the wedding of your daughter by giving a dowry or by having a party itself is prohibited in Islam. There is no expense on the father of the girl in a wedding. And if the father of the girl is spending money for the wedding of his daughter, then he is doing wrong. That is not what he is supposed to do. Today we think it is a good deed to give money for the wedding of people's daughters. People come to us and say, bachchon ki shaadi karana hai sahab, paise diye. Hum samajhte hain nek kaam nahi kar rahe, bura kaam kar rahe. You are perpetuating something which is haram. You are perpetuating the whole concept of dowries and wedding parties for girls, which in Islam is haram, and which is the cause and the reason for so much of misery in society. People are, the fathers, they take loans on high rates of interest to do the wedding of their daughters. Why do you do that? Why do you do that? It is much better for your daughter to remain unmarried, give her a good education, let her earn her own living, and all of this interest-based loans and so on and so forth that you would have taken and ruined yourself, there is no need to take that. And the money that you spend in your daughter's wedding, keep the money for the daughter. Invest it and keep it, the daughter will use that money. And if it is her qadar, she will get married. If it is not her qadar, she does not get married, it's okay. What is so bad about that? Why do you hate your daughter? Keep her in your house. What's wrong with that? When you grow old, she'll look after you. Instead of getting into a loan, which is haram, where you are becoming an enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then giving her in marriage to a man who is asking money to marry her, what kind of a loser is that? What kind of a beggar are you giving your daughter to? And what treatment do you expect from that beggar for your daughter? Utterly shameful and utterly un-Islamic. But we perpetuate this. This is injustice. You are doing injustice to your daughter. You are doing injustice to society because you are perpetuating a haram custom. Just because you have the money to do it. You know, some people may say, no, I don't have to take a loan, I have the money. I want to celebrate the wedding of my daughter. You are perpetuating haram. You are becoming a symbol of haram and you are becoming the dalil for somebody else to do haram because he will point a finger at you and say, so and so did it. Please understand, justice is not simple in Islam. A justice in Islam results in a society which is beautiful because everyone gives to everyone what is due to them. Justice therefore means that the daughters must get their inheritance. What is due to them must be given to them. If the brothers are swallowing that, then they are eating fire. Fi butunihim illa an-nar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said with regard to the yatama, with regard to yatims, that in the people who swallow the inheritance of orphans, Allah said in their stomachs is nothing except fire. That is what will happen to the brothers who swallow the inheritance of their sisters. Justice is to give to orphans, to give to widows what is due to them. Justice is to fulfill your contracts. If you have contracted to do something, justice is to fulfill that. Not make excuses, not run around here and there, you must fulfill. If you have said you will do something, you must do it. If there is some reason why you are unable to fulfill a contract, then it is your responsibility to sit with the person with whom you had this contract and explain to him and ask his apology, and he must agree that, okay, this is fine, you were supposed to deliver this thing today, now you are going to deliver it next year, I am accepting that. This must happen. If that does not happen and you die without that, may Allah help you, because nobody else will help you. A person with whom you have contracted may not be in a position in terms of power to enforce that contract on you, because you are a powerful person. So you enter into any contract you want and you know I will never have to fulfill it because nobody will ask me. All I have to do, I sign something, I take something and I'm gone. Wait until you see Malakul Maut. Then you will understand exactly how powerful you are. All of those contracts which you signed, which you did not deliver, will be standing there with you on the day of judgment. It's very simple. Justice is to give people what is due to them. And this is what created that Islamic muashara, which was good for everyone, Muslim or non-Muslim. Justice is to do good to the neighbors. Rasulullah ﷺ said, he is not a Muslim, he is not a believer. Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, you are saying three times he is not a believer. Who is not a believer? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the one from whose tongue and whose hand his neighbor is not safe. Yeah? The one from whose tongue and whose hand his neighbor is not safe. He did not say Muslim neighbor. Neighbor is not safe. Meaning that your way of life, how you speak, what you say, or maybe you make so much noise in your house, right? And your hand, meaning whatever it comes in terms of force, you are causing a nuisance to your neighbor, you are causing a problem to your neighbor. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is pronouncing the fatwa of kufr on such a Muslim. What more do you want? It is because the Sahaba and the Tabi'in and the Tabi'in and the Salafus Salihin, because they followed this system of justice. You have so many stories. I have mentioned to you the story of Abdullah bin Mubarak, rahmatullahi alayhi, so many times about his Jewish neighbor and so on. All of these stories are because people followed this system. Amr ibn al-As, radiallahu anhu, comes home and there is some soup being cooked, some, you know, sheep has been slaughtered. First thing he is asking is, did you send some to the neighbor? His neighbor was a Jewish man. He said, did you send some of this to the neighbor? Rasulullah said, Jibreel came to me so many times and he insisted on the rights of the neighbor so many times that I thought Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to send wahi to make the neighbor a inheritor in my property. That Allah will send wahi to make the neighbor my heir. Can you believe this? Neighbors. Now, we're not talking about relatives and this and that. We're not even talking about Muslim neighbors. This is the justice of Islam. Islam is not to just grab whatever you want and, you know, because I have the power, I can do what. No, no, no. You have the power until when? Until when? And believe me, my brothers and sisters, this is a very serious matter because this is a one-way street. There's no returning. Once the door opens, khalas. There is no tawbah that is accepted. There is no repentance after that. There is no coming back after that. Once the door opens, we are gone. So whatever corrections we need to make in our lives, let us do it now. Don't even waste 1 minute. Because we don't know whether we have this next minute or not. Do it right now. At least make the niyyah to say that I will correct myself. At least do that much. Because you might say, well, you know, now at this time of the night, well, I've got to talk to somebody and the person is not there, office is not open. Okay, fine. Office is not open, office will open. And after 3 hours, maybe you will live or not live until 3 hours. But make the niyyah right now to say, I will straighten this matter out. I will not allow this day to finish before I have completed this, before I have straightened out this matter. Do not die as a person who has done zulm. Jibreel alayhi salam came to Nabi salam the last day, last moments of his life. Yeah? There are many narrations. Jibreel alayhi salam came to Nabi salam and he said, Ya Rasulullah, your Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu has given you bashara, has given you this good tidings that he will forgive every one of your ummatis except the ones who have done zulm, except the zalimun, except the ones who have done injustice. This is being told to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in his last moments. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may forgive transgressions against his rights, but Allah will not forgive the transgressions against the rights of a slave until that slave forgives them himself or herself. Believe me, my brothers and sisters, on the day of judgment, nobody is going to forgive anybody else. Your mother will not forgive you, your father will not forgive you, your child will not forgive you, your spouse will not forgive you. Forget about your neighbor, forget about the one whose contract you violated. They will not forgive you. And you will pay on that day from your good deeds. And if you do not have good deeds, then you will take their evil deeds on your shoulders and you will go into Jahannam for them. Don't bring this upon yourself. Straighten your affairs. Straighten your affairs. Now, whoever you have done anything against, go to that person and straighten it now. Don't take it with you into your qabr. Because if you take that into your qabr with you, wallahi, there is no one who can help you. Nobody, but nobody can help you. Nobody's dua can help you. No sadaqah can help you. Nothing you have done will help you. All that you have done will be there. And that will go to the person who you violated. As simple as that. Do not do this to yourself. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to give us this tawfiq to do what has been prescribed, because this is beneficial for us, and to live our lives according to the sunnah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.